Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Well, good morning, friends, and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news, and we got some bad news to kick things off today. Mahoney, what would you like first there, my friend?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, don't you hate it when you just go in your basement, which, as we've talked about,
haunted as hell.
Always scary, but you hear some noise down there, which is even scarier,
okay.
And you're starting to make the trip down, and all of a sudden you realize there is indeed something in my basement, and it is a gigantic moose.
A moose on the loose?
Yeah.
In the caboose of your house?
A bunch of meese, worse than a bunch of geese, even.
Oh, in
this case.
How does a moose get into a basement?
Well, he was out doing what moose do, grazing on stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he had been foraging for some grass near a home in Breckenridge, Colorado, when the poor guy fell through a snow-covered window well and into the home's basement, which I don't really understand those. You know what I'm talking about? I mean,
yeah,
growing up
ones.
in Minnesota, you'd have, like, the window wells where it was essentially a whole bunch of space below where snow could accumulate outside of the window.
Very easily.
I mean, it was almost intended for that, right? Like, what's the point of window wells?
For fires.
For fires.
So
you can get out if you need to?
Well, yes. What happens if it's in the wintertime?
What if there's a whole bunch of snow accumulated in your well?
If it's the wintertime, you just burn?
Jeez.
Yeah.
You feel like I'm just warm now?
Hopefully the snow will help me.
Okay.
Is the point so you can have windows in the basement, I guess? Anyway, the point is that the guy was just out there cruising along, looking for a little bit of grass, yeah. As you
so
do
you
when you're a young
that,
moose.
You say that, Dave. I don't think that's what moose do anymore.
No?
I don't think they're grazing. This guy is clearly a burglar. This moose is a burglar. He was just, I mean, surveilling the home.
Yeah, yeah.
He broke and entered.
And then
he did.
And then he ended up in the basement like Marv from The Wet Bandits.
Did somebody drop an iron on his head? That's
the next part of the story, yeah. And then he tried to walk up the stairs, got a nail right in the foot.
Oh.
Yeah, oof. Wildlife
that's
officers.
That's actually how you shoo moose, wild meese. You put nails on stairs and you have to walk up.
Yep. The wildlife officers had to show up and tranquilize the moose. Which,
oh, no.
Dude, he had a rough day.
But
he had tranked in a basement, in a sketchy, scary basement.
It gets worse. They had to cut off his antlers to carry him up the stairs.
He's going to be so
to release him back into a moose habitat. He is.
He's going
to
be.
It's like you're just trying to burgle a house in Breckenridge, Colorado, and they're going to cut off your antlers.
Oh no,
yeah.
Man! What do you say to your moose friends?
I mean, it is a hell of a story.
Is it like is it like a bar mitzvah or something?
Like it's a little off the top, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they? So I'm looking. Moose are the largest species of deer in the world, and like their smaller relatives, the males shed old antlers and grow new ones.
They
every
do typically
year.
Lose
good.
Their antlers
so they're,
this
they're
time
like
of
lizards?
Year. So
they can lose their tails. You know what I mean? But they can lose their antlers.
Yeah,
and
they grow back. Do you think it's like his fellow meese were like, man, you had a clean loss of your antlers, man. That looks good. That is a tight fade.
I was gonna say I'm envisioning like buzz cut.
Yeah, like a cop buzz cut. You know?
Joined the military. Yeah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So you know how you look back on a week and you're like, man, this has been a really good week, or you're like, this has not been a great week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the past 7 days for you, pretty good, right?
I think so. I'm breathing. I'm standing.
You're happy, you're healthy,
well,
all that good stuff.
I mean, I don't know if I would go that far. I'm breathing, so there's that.
There is that. Yeah, there is that. The reason I bring it up is because it hasn't been a great week for a couple of really big brands in the United States, and one of them is the NFL. This past week, fairly challenging for the NFL. 4 different players were arrested.
Well, I mean, does that really affect the NFL, or
no,
is that
I
more?
Mean, it's the players
I feel
individually.
Like the NFL numbers, like,
they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, we're doing record numbers for playoffs.
The first player arrested was the Seattle Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith. He was arrested on January 10th of driving under the influence.
Geno, what are you doing?
Come on, man!
You had an opportunity this season.
This was your moment. Yeah, according to ESPN, a Washington State patrol clocked Smith going 96 in a 60. And on Sunday, Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker McCray was arrested after a high-speed chase in Lake County, Florida. He was charged with fleeing and eluding law enforcement. The third player arrested, and we talked about this one, was the defensive tackle Malik McDowell from the Cleveland Browns. He was arrested totally naked.
Did you see this video?
Oh, yeah. And according to somebody close to him, he doesn't remember any of that.
That's
like
wild.
He was blacked out of his mind.
So
middle of the day.
I want to say
can
this.
You imagine
naked.
Those
so
scaries?
He charged at that deputy,
and he's enormous.
And he's 6 foot six and like 280 or something like that. Just unreal. I'll say, deputy held his own.
Pretty good.
Sign that guy up for a. You know,
he could be in one of those old school UFCs where it's like the 600-pound guy versus the dude who's a buck 30.
Yeah, but yeah. Like, at least put him in like the the Arena Football League
the
if that's still.
Yeah. Is the XFL still happening?
Is what?
Wasn't it called the XFL? Or
oh,
something?
The XFL.
The
no,
Rock
no.
owns the XFL now.
So yeah, oh. it came back and then it died again during
it
at
started
the beginning
right
of the pandemic.
At COVID.
It started just before COVID, so they had like the first season.
Yeah,
if you recall, and it was like everyone.
It was like NASCAR fans. Where you could bring your own beer and coolers.
And everyone had
arenas.
Like the huge like beer trains that they were passing around.
Yes.
And I think that's where COVID started, actually. I blame the XFL.
Oh, yeah. No.
Because yeah. everyone's like drinking out of the same beers and passing them around the whole stadium. Anyway, the fourth and final player, and this one's a little surprising considering the Kansas City Chiefs are
in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, right? But so he gets arrested while they're in the playoffs. Linebacker Willie Gay Jr. arrested on Wednesday for allegedly, and here's the interesting one. Damaging a vacuum cleaner, a cell phone screen protector, wall and trim around a door frame, and a humidifier at an apartment in Kansas.
I mean, that happens, Dave.
Yeah.
Or you pick up a, it's a vacuuming accident going really wrong.
you're vacuuming, you're cleaning,
you're
everything's
very
going great,
vacuuming.
And then all of a sudden you can't get around that edge because you don't have that little pivot ball, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you get spoiled.
Yes, I do know exactly what you're talking about.
I came real close to buying an industrial-sized vacuum cleaner yesterday.
You are addicted to this auction website.
There's
was it on
auction
website?
Of course it was. There's this auction website where he'll buy these totally unnecessary things.
He
Why
has
on
five
earth?
Christmas trees, Dave.
It's you and your wife that live in your house by yourselves. What could you possibly need an industrial
She's got
vacuum?
A lot of hair, man. She's got a lot of hair.
Please tell me
not
it was like...
Not industrial vacuum-sized amount of hair.
When you say industrial size, please tell me it was like one of those... Like Zambonis that you see at the casinos that you ride around?
Kinda. Kinda.
I love that he was justifying his purchase because of his wife's
decision.
Hair.
Hey, no. It was a $3,500 vacuum that I could have got for $200.
$200? It didn't go for $200.
It did go for $200, yeah.
Wow.
I'm regretting not
yeah,
throwing
you screwed
that bit.
Up. Yep. I could have ridden your vacuum to work today.
Make it like one of those coolers, motorized coolers.
Double park out front, back it in.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What do y'all do if you just wake up one morning and you just don't want to talk? What happens when you just do not want to be funny?
Message deleted.
Do not want to be funny.
Yeah, yeah, that has never happened. There's been plenty of days where we are not funny, but not because we do not want to be funny.
Yeah. I mean, the only days that we don't want to talk are the days that we've lost our voice and it hurts.
Yeah,
it
I mean, lost the voice, like if you're sick or something like that. But I mean, the one thing that I really love about doing a show with this team is that I never worry if you guys are going to like be into it. You know, like Mahoney, over the years, we've worked with people where like you never know like what version of them you're going to get, where they just show up. And some days, you know, they're just not feeling like talking, which is a pretty important part of doing a radio show. Like everyone here is into doing this every single day and like really cares about trying our best to put on a good show. We don't always do that well, but we try.
Think about this. It's 4 hours of live programming every single day. Written by us.
Yeah, you there's
know,
no writing.
Or unscripted, you know, essentially. Like, think about, like, how much, like, to produce, like, a season of a amazing show that's maybe 10 hours worth of content, maybe five.
Yeah.
And that takes, like, years and years and years and years. We do that in, like, a day.
Yeah.
I had a boss who told me this once, and it's been ingrained into my brain ever since. I feel like, so, Bonnie, you're saying a show is 5 hours long. I feel like each segment is a mini show.
Yeah.
So, like, each time you go back on, you know, you have the opportunity to be, you know, a better version of whoever you choose to be in that segment versus, you know, the segment before. So if the last one you weren't that funny, well, then guess what?
You could be funny.
You have
funny
another shot time. Until they fire us, and then we don't have another shot.
And then I'll be real funny on the way out.
Yeah,
I got receipts.
Please leave a message.
Join our Patreon. Did you say join our Patreon? See you there, Kane.
You know how the uber rich use stem cell injections to help them heal themselves? Is that just the modern day vampirism? Love the show. Peace.
Message deleted.
I mean, you're not like sucking the blood of, you know,
other humans.
People.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that, I wonder if vampires were real, would there be like, you know, since I eat a lot of crap, would I be junk food?
Yeah.
To vampires?
Yeah. You'd be one big 6'5" walking burrito.
Oh,
you think he's a burrito?
Full of sour cream.
I'll take a burrito. But yeah, throw some fries in there.
Junk food? Yeah. I feel like he's like beef jerky or something. Like
beef jerky is pretty lean.
Well, and it's
that's true.
They dehydrate it.
And it's too stringy. No, I mean, like, he's one of those, like, you said it right, Mahoney, like the junk burritos.
It's like a Twinkie.
Yeah, where there's like French fries in there.
Yeah,
tater tots.
Yeah, and then like 3-day-old chili.
Or what's that like? What are those cows?
That stuff from Wendy's pretty good.
I would either be junk food or Wagyu because I have not worked hard. You know, so I'm like gently massaged.
Oh, you
when
are.
You're eating me, they present you with my driver's license.
He never worked a day in his life.
Exactly.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, not being able to open a jar must suck. Probably not as bad as getting beat up by Dave at a charity boxing event, but you know. To each their own.
Message deleted.
I wouldn't know what that's. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't? Because I also have the receipts for that. If you'd like to watch the video kicking your
you've
ass.
You've lost all the videos.
No, I did not.
Mahoney, I have a question.
I've sent a DMCA, Digital Millennium Copyright Act, on all those.
I've got multiple videos, actually, from two different events.
You're going to jail, Greg.
Mahoney.
What?
I have a question.
What?
You spray painted on abs, right? For those who don't know, you spray painted on abs?
Yeah, occasionally, like every 10 years or so, which this was the
you
last
spray
one.
Spray painted on abs?
No, Dave and I would box for charity.
Oh, okay.
But we did that when we were like, what, 28?
I mean, not even maybe, right?
Or so, yeah, maybe around there. And then we did it at like 38. So that was the last one. We're not
rehashing
that.
Let's roll it back, man. 48, we can do it again.
Well, woo! I'm just going to wait. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to straight up whatever the Tito Ortiz did to Chuck Liddell. You know, there's no chance that Tito was ever beating Chuck in Chuck's prime, but then Chuck took one too many.
Oh,
so I'm going to wait for you to get unhealthy.
You're slowly poisoning me?
Yeah, and then I'm gonna get you.
There you go, whoop my ass, huh?
It's in the thread.
Dave will be like, hold up in a bed. He's not able to walk anymore.
Mahoney just comes in with a folding chair.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Mahoney, you just a few minutes ago were talking about how, you know, we're on this weird kind of timeline where time doesn't really make sense. But we all, of course, remember during the height of the pandemic, the big boom where you literally, no matter how hard you looked, could not find like workout stuff for your house.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere.
Like just dumbbells, like basic stuff like that. And then if you wanted to really step it up, you know, Peloton and brands like that did exceptionally
well.
Their stock
went through the roof.
And understandably,
I
should have
sold my Peloton.
That was one way that a lot of people got. You should have.
I tried to buy it from you.
You didn't want to give me a premium for it, though. You wanted a discount.
It's a used Peloton.
You're
trying to sell it to her.
What do you mean?
You're trying to sell it to her for more than you paid for it.
Exactly. It's worth more.
Man.
You've never ridden that thing.
Exactly. It's increased in value. It's like a classic car.
Is that what it is? And a celebrity zone.
Yeah, you know how if you have like one of those McLaren F1s,
yeah.
You know, you don't go out. It's not your daily driver. You know, it only increases if you don't use it. So that's what
just
the plan
was. Just got a couple of miles on it.
To be fair, it also was kind of tarped if you think about it because it was just a clothing rack for a little while.
Yeah.
So
it was
away from dust and sunlight. So.
It's like those people that have the like car cover that fits it, you know.
Made specifically for it.
There's
a, you know, there's a 1994 Cadillac limo in my neighborhood.
A Cadillac limo?
Cadillac limo, and it's got a...
What?
It's got a custom cover for it,
you know,
and it's
what?
Like 94 Cadillac.
I respect that. You don't see enough covers these days. You know,
the
grandmas used to have covers on the couches. Everyone used to have covers for their cars. Now people just have garages.
Let me
and
tell
stuff.
You something about them couch covers, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that just meant you were doing some freaky stuff.
Yeah. No, it's just you
it
hated
just
your
no, no. Those grandmas were getting freaky on those plastic couches.
Oh.
They're like, where are we going to bang?
Couch. Right here.
How'd you break that hip?
Easy cleanup. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's like a slip and slide.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. All right.
But anyway, back to the point.
Sorry.
Peloton has halted production on bikes, treadmills, and more as demand has totally waned. There's a point where that you get to where you've sold it to like everyone that's interested, and then people that aren't, you're not going to be able to talk into it. And you can probably make a pretty good case that there was a whole bunch of people that got into it that maybe didn't really like it, and so there was a bunch on the secondary market as well. They've stopped. They said they paused the production of Peloton bikes for 2 months from February through March, according to documents.
Bring those prices down.
Yeah, it's because the demand has just slowed for it.
And not only on top of that, I mean, obviously the Peloton, it's a well-made piece of machinery for sure.
Yeah.
But there are so many other companies that have gotten into that space as well, like Nordic Track.
Mm-hmm.
And I see basically spin bikes everywhere. Well, now, and they seem to be good quality.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, the people that have Pelotons that I know love them. They really do. But there's a lot cheaper options as well. I mean, you mentioned Nordic Track, but then there's also the ones that are just kind of like regular workout bikes that have many of the same features.
Yeah.
But then it just has like an iPad thing that you can click in. So if you use like Apple Fitness Plus or like any of these other workout services that aren't directly tied to whatever specific bike you're using.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I think it was $40 a month is what the fee was.
And
for me, that was way too much. I mean, I pay $20 a month for Apple, whatever, the Apple One program or whatever it's called.
All of that's like $40,
right? And you get, well, I think it's like $25 or $20. It's something very reasonable. You get Apple Music, you get Apple News, you get Apple Fitness,
you get Apple TV,
and a gig or a terabyte of storage on their cloud.
That's crazy.
So it's like for half the price. I was like, yeah, we're going with this, and you can share it with all the members of your family legally.
I feel like the Peloton got that elitist type of vibe whenever they were the sharing of who your favorite cycle instructor was. And it was kind of like
that
this club.
Freaked me out, man.
It's just kind of like this club that if you weren't a part of it,
I got a favorite Apple a part TV of it. Or Apple Fitness instructor, Greg Cook.
Greg Cook's good.
Greg Cook is really good.
Yeah.
But Greg Cook on TikTok?
Peloton.
He's on Instagram.
Peloton kind of went the other way, though, where it was like, you're like, are you a Peloton instructor or a porn star? Like, what is going on here? Like, you are a pretty busty bike rider.
I love that also people were like, who were the instructors? They were like, this health and fitness world is actually kind of toxic. And we're like, duh. Like,
kidding.
Do you mean? Like,
have
we're
you ever
like,
been
everybody's
to a gym?
Shocked. Yeah, right?
Like, of course it
oh,
is.
We're all shocked. Like, oh, like, no kidding that you guys all just like self-loathe all day, like us.
Everyone here is self-centered but yet and beautiful, but they all hate themselves.
Yeah.
Shocking. So do we.
Checks out.
You're normal.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Overshare Chair.
Audrey has been doing everything in her power to avoid being on the Overshare Chair. She's been lying about how recently she has been on it, but here we are.
I wasn't lying, Dave. I just was quiet.
You were fibbing.
She's just procrastinating, Dave. You know, we all have that problem.
I was letting you guys fight amongst yourselves.
So, the Overshare Chair, if you're not familiar, you can ask anything that you want, and Audrey has to answer it regardless of how uncomfortable it is. And, you know, obviously don't just ask sex questions, please.
Yeah,
I'm sure we're going to get some of those, but 833-YO-DUMMY if you want to fire over a question. This one got texted over to us from 714. Said, what's the most embarrassing moment of your life?
Oh, my God.
Do you have a single most embarrassing moment?
I think that this one was just a core memory. Like, I've had many embarrassing moments, but this one was in my childhood. I actually think I've told the story before. I was in fifth grade, and it was the last day of school. And on the last day of school, it was like a very big thing for you to bring all of the extra things you might have left over at slumber parties. So I had like two huge bags full of like pillows and extra clothes and sleeping bags. Do kids even use sleeping bags anymore, by the way?
No, not as much.
But I had one duffel bag on the left side. And then that was also when the side backpack book bag was really popular. Well, to me anyways, it was really popular. And I had my mom's purse. And I say that because on the way to the bus, the last bell, I left the purse in homeroom, which is where we stayed all day. And I'm like walking both bags, just like smacking both sides of my hips. And I realize, oh my God, I got to go back and get this purse. My mom's going to kill me because she let me borrow it. So I'm running back to homeroom to go grab my purse. And then as I'm coming back out, no kids left. Like, they're all already boarded on the buses. And I'm like, oh, my God, my bus is the very first bus. I'm not going to make it. So I start running a little faster. Mind you, I'm also in Birkenstock slides. So I'm running.
With socks on, of course?
With socks on,
of
duh.
Course.
Duh. And I'm sure I was wearing some type of monogram, like A somewhere. So I'm, like, running. And as I get to the back of the bus, again, my bus is the very first one in a line full of buses. It starts to move.
Oh,
and,
no.
And I didn't think, stop running after it, Audrey. You're not going to catch it. I run. I chase after this bus. I'm whacking it with the purse, thinking that they'll hear me smacking the back of this purse.
Like an old grandmother in New York City, like, stop the bus. I need to get on.
I'm literally getting mortified just thinking about this. It was like a coming-of-age teenage-type movie. I trip, and the books fly everywhere out of my side book bag. My shoes fly off because they're Birkenstock slides.
Oh,
and
buddy.
All the kids from behind the bus start, like, poking their head out and, like, oh, like, poke. Like,
oh, I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah. Pointing at me. And then the bus stops, thankfully, because I'm sure the bus behind.
Well, then you have to get,
like,
on with a walk of shame.
I did.
Oh,
and
no.
I was trying so hard, like, the lip quiver, like, ooh.
Do you remember how long it took you to pick up all of that stuff? Because I bet it felt like an eternity.
Oh, gosh, yes.
As you're, like, scooping up each thing and everyone's laughing at you. Oh. And then you have to, like, you're getting on the bus, but you're still dropping everything everywhere.
And I was never and I actually think I had my trumpet, too, because I wasn't the cool kid. Like, I just wasn't. In middle school, I was the kid who wanted to be a part of the cool kid crowd so bad.
You can play a trumpet?
I play
trumpet. How have you never told us that before?
Can you still play trumpet?
If I could procure a trumpet
for the show.
I was actually pretty good, too. I was first, too.
Can you start the show off with a little military? Like, can you do that?
No way, not anymore. No.
Louis Armstrong.
Mahoney, will you look on the auction site and see if there's any trumpets available?
There was a saxophone there yesterday.
Can you play the sax?
The fact that you were looking and you saw saxophone.
I thought about buying a saxophone, because why
not? Mahoney's like, let me check out brass instruments and industrial-sized vacuums.
So can you imagine, though? So, I mean, as bad as this was, and one of the most embarrassing moments of your life, you said core memory for sure, but aren't you so glad that, because if that were to happen, like, today,
oof,
and you were that age, it would be filmed by, like, seven different people.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because I'm just glad, because fifth grade, gosh, that was, like, 2000, and we'll say 2000 even, right?
Yeah.
And the cell phones at my age, that wasn't a thing. Like, we just didn't have, now fifth graders have phones, or just Wi-Fi-capable phones. Like, and that
video
era,
cameras
we just didn't
on them,
have
yes.
that.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful that I'm not, like, all over somebody's TikTok, because that would have been a fail video that would have lived in infamy.
Okay, this one's hilarious. From 702, on average, how many pieces of toilet paper do you use per slam?
Oh, actually, okay, so but here's the thing, is that I was noticing this the other day. It was like, I was like, I feel like I do excess, and it's never to my benefit. Like, I feel like I always use way too much.
Yeah,
there's no such thing.
But, like, I feel like, but... I always do it to protect my hand.
Of course, yeah.
But then I feel like I'm hurting Mother Earth. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
no,
trees.
It's something. It's
I might clog it, and then that'd be disaster.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I mean, this is the anxiety that goes with, like, how much proper use is toilet paper use.
Do you? Okay.
So how many squares would you estimate?
Oh, God. Oh, well, actually, we have toilet paper right here. Why? I don't know.
It's so in, let's see how many feet.
I probably go like.
Oh, you go like that?
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you just used half the roll.
That's a good 7 feet.
That's a good amount of toilet paper. No, I'm scared that it's going to get
string,
on me.
String it out. Grab one end.
It's like a CVS. It's a length of a CVS receipt.
Drop it to the ground and then stand up.
That's taller than you. That's 7 foot tall. That's fine.
That's at least 7 feet tall. That might be 9 feet tall.
That's touching the ground.
Fold it in half and see if it's like twice your height. That's how much toilet paper she uses each go.
I mean, that's normal. I feel like I feel like I'm pretty close to that.
What are you talking about?
But I'm a folder. Like, I'm not a clumper, though.
Oh, I'm a clumpy. I'm a clumpy Magoo.
Things get too crazy when you clump.
Well, see, Dave, see, now you're going to add to my anxiety of how much toilet paper
you
use.
You should have anxiety about
we
that.
We should all
that
have
out of control.
Well, and then also the wet wipes, too.
You use wet wipes on top of that?
She's rendering right now. She should use all the wet wipes.
I'm putting
that house. Landlord.
I'm also putting Q-tips in there, Band-Aids. I don't
Legos.
Know.
Jesus.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
A Louisiana motorist led cops on a high-speed, lengthy pursuit before surrendering. He did not initially stop his vehicle because, and here is his excuse, Mahoney, tell me if this is something that you might drop on the cops if you are running from them. I just want to eat my burger. I already bought it.
I mean, that seems like, all right, let him go. Let him go, boys. Nothing to see here.
That's fair.
Nothing to see here.
The Monroe Police Department officer tried to pull over a 2006 Chevy Impala. Also, a couple of stories recently about Chevy Impalas. The dude in Michigan who did the Dukes of Hazzard flying jump.
Chevy that was Impala. A Chevy Impala?
Chevy Impala as well, yeah.
Okay.
This guy was traveling with the high beams on. Props to the cop for pulling him over. Pull over somebody with high beams on. What are you doing?
I almost drove to work the other day with that.
And you deserve to get pit maneuvered if that's the case.
No, but nobody's on the roads when I'm driving to work.
And you have no lights in any, like, on any of the roads whenever you're coming from your house.
It was the day when my wife was, we thought her headlight was out. And I'm like, I don't want to get pulled over on the way to work, so I'll just drive with the high beams on.
So this guy was going 60 in a 25. The cop tried to pull him over. He blew through a bunch of stop signs, ended up finally getting out of his car in front of his house around midnight. And he was holding his hamburger at the time.
Does it say?
And he told the cops he couldn't stop because his brakes were out, and he also wanted to eat the burger that he just purchased.
Did they say where the burger was from? Because if not, this is poor journalism.
Yeah, it's poor journalism.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, these are the important questions. Like, this is why, I mean, if I was a journalist, these are the questions that I would, these are the in the details that I would make sure
it's
are
important,
included
it's an important
in every,
detail.
Every write-up.
I bet it was a quarter pounder with cheese.
You think so?
It does feel like a quarter pounder with cheese.
Or
yeah.
A Big Mac with that drippy little
salt. I don't feel like you can get out of the car holding a Big Mac in a single hand. Like a Big Mac is a two-handed
that's
burger.
A twofer,
you
yeah.
think so?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
You've never had
so?
A Big Mac.
I don't like Big Macs.
See, have you ever had a Big Mac?
Sauce. Yeah.
You have?
I have, like 25, 30 years ago.
Who was it that said they hadn't had a Big Mac before? Was that you, Audrey?
No. That's my go-to.
Right?
I'm a quarter pounder guy. Or a double. Or sometimes I get real fancy. And get a double quarter pounder.
Which is
and
then, a Big Mac, Mahoney.
No, it's not. They don't put the Thousand Island on there. And then on top of that, then I always feel bad afterwards because I just spent $17 or $18 at McDonald's when I get a double quarter pounder. And I'm like, man, I could have went to a restaurant.
So you just don't like the Big Mac because you don't like the sauce.
Yeah, I don't. And you have excess bread that doesn't need to exist. And the patties aren't
so you
thicker.
So you go double meat, no bun in
there? Oh, yeah. Give me all the
meat. Oh, you're savage. No, you have no... You have no bun in the middle of the double meat.
No.
You're just going,
why
okay.
would you need a
you're
bun maniac. In the middle of your meat?
Because I feel like that's just how it goes. It just goes bun, meat, bun.
Did they
meat,
tase this guy?
Bun.
No, but it would have been really funny if they had tased him because his name is Alan Seabury. He's 37 years old. Like, don't tase me. I'm Alan Seabury.
I don't know why that's the voice.
I don't know why either.
But okay.
That's just how I imagine everyone named Alan Seabury talks.
I just feel like this guy was really high
yeah.
or really drunk. One of the two.
100%.
And he's just like, I just want to eat my burger, man.
So an Ohio man was arrested after he stole a vehicle with a man sleeping in the backseat. Police from Tiffin, Ohio say that Justin M. Vaughn stole a white Audi that had somebody. Who sleeps in the backseat of an Audi?
That feels like a very uncomfortable place to sleep.
The man in the backseat woke up and started texting the cop updates as to where he was. Police say they were able to perform a slow speed vehicle termination maneuver. To end the pursuit, Vaughn was taken into custody and charged with felony aggravated robbery. Like, did you fall asleep in the back seat of your Audi with the keys in it? Like, what happened?
How did this?
And how did the guy that stole the car not realize there was a sleeping
and or make you get out? Like,
right?
Were you like just like staying laid down and like slowly texting where you were?
Are you a very small person?
I always check my back seat whenever I get in my car.
You do?
Yeah.
Make sure there's not a murderer back
crazies.
There?
Crazies.
Yeah.
Do you ever have that like feeling like when you like, do you turn on the little overhead light before you
sure
do it?
The dome light,
but
yeah.
then you can't see anything, though.
But
and
listen,
then like
I click it, and then as I'm clicking it, I slowly turn, and I'm like, I gotcha, just in case, because I feel like if there was ever a moment where that were to actually
well, you're
going to
surprise them, and they're like, oh, no!
It's like the Spider-Man meme. We're like, we both got each other.
But the question is, do you check the back seat when you are burglaring a car? Your own car you check when you get in. When you're stealing a car, do you make sure that there's nobody
well,
in
the well, I feel
like you
got to make sure that it's worth stealing.
If you're sleeping in a car, especially an Audi, because, you know, they're not huge cars.
Not even really good for backseat sleeping.
Yeah, I would think you would sleep in, like, the driver's seat. Or if you didn't want to, if you were drunk, maybe go over to the passenger seat.
Yeah. Right. But still, like, the front seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, can we get some, like, just, like, lay flat front seats?
They can't do that, Mahoney, because there's back seats.
I know, but we need the technology. Figure it out.
to like extendo car or something. We were in the middle. It's like those the kitchen tables that have the extra leaf.
It's like you're always like trying to turn sideways in there. Yeah.
Baby, I want to sleep in my car. I'm drunk again. Give me my extra seat leaf.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Overshare Chair.
Overshare Chair is exactly what it sounds like. You can ask Audrey anything that you want, and she has to answer it. 833-YO-DUMMY on social media at Dave Mahoney. Audrey, are you ready to get back into it?
Yeah.
Okay, these are...
Can I ask one?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
I don't know why. I don't know why this one just popped in my head, and I'm sorry because it's...
Yeah,
it's,
the evil little giggle you gave after that.
Because I was thinking about this for myself, too. When was the last time you peed your pants?
I think it's been within the last like 3 years for sure.
But I mean, when you say pee your pants,
that's
do you mean
you're
like
drunk,
you like full on pee your pants?
Oh, 100%.
No, it's like when you're drunk, and
like a dribble,
like you go to bed, man.
Oh, like you peed your bed?
Not my bed.
Oh no! I haven't peed the bed, but I have peed like I thought that I could make the Uber ride, and I'm like running to the bathroom, and I'm like wearing jeans, and like I've tried to take the jeans off.
It's
and
a proximity effect. That's a real thing.
Yep. I 100% peed my pants doing that within the last 3 years, no doubt, because I wasn't really like drinking like that during COVID, so probably right before COVID.
It's always when you're drunk, man.
Yeah. All right, so let me ask you that you answer these questions without a lot of explanation. Just give me a number, okay? Because
this
is a three-part question.
Oh, no. Am I going to be embarrassed?
I mean, maybe. Scale of 1 to 10, how hot are you?
I'd give myself a 7.
Scale of 1 to 10, how charming do you think you are?
9.
Scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at sex?
I think I'm probably like, I'm a little lazy. I'm a pillow princess. I'm probably like a 6.5.
6.5. Okay. So you're not as good in bed as you are good looking, but the charm brings it over the top.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I'm very good at first impressions.
Yeah.
Right. I've been with my husband for 8 years. Okay. Like I feel like the performance part of it, like kind of, let's be all real here. Like I'm not sitting here like,
no, it's like knowing how, it's like working at a job for years. You get better at knowing
exactly
how to do it.
What
like
to
I,
do.
Just, you're, I know, you're not necessarily
I
better
know how
at,
this conveyor belt works.
Yeah. You're not necessarily better at like doing the job. You're just more efficient.
Right.
That's all that matters,
right? I'm not like a porn star with it. Like, I'm not sitting here like...
Who wants to throw their back out?
That is an excellent way of putting it. Because, like, you know, all of us have seen the adult movies, right? And all of us have also seen professional football players. And you're like, I can't do that.
No.
I have no business even trying to do that.
No.
But I can go out into the backyard and play a nice game of catch with my buddy.
Exactly.
Throw the old pigskin around. We can still have fun doing this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not going to be, you know... snapping off a 4-3-4
or anything. That's the beautiful part about being in a relationship is that you get to know your partner and you know what they like, you like, everybody likes, and you don't have to like...
We're not trying to figure it out.
We know how this... We know this is a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, I stand by my numbers.
Kyle said, Audrey, when was the last time you clogged a toilet by dropping a massive deuce?
Oh, my God.
I don't clog toilets.
No? You've never clogged one?
No, but I will say this. The last time that our toilet was clogged, I didn't know what was going on, and I was been out of town. And my husband had a few drinks at the house by himself when he was playing like video games with his boys, and he likes doing that. And it's kind of like his way of having a night out with his friends from back home. So he had a couple drinks, and I think he was trying to, he was doing the old lean. You know what I'm talking about when you, like, lean over peeing?
Uh-huh.
And you've had a few too many. Well, he dropped the remote into the toilet and didn't realize it at the time.
And he flushed it,
okay? I'm, like, sitting here, like, Audrey, I don't know what happened, but, like, the toilet's clogged. I get back home, okay? And I'm like, where is the remote? And we're like, I'm like, how drunk were you where you've clogged the toilet and
first
the remote's
off, no, where
gone.
You bring the remote to the bathroom with
I've
you.
I've done that before.
You like, have?
Because it's just been in your hand, and our stuff is close to the bathroom.
All right.
So I'm like, okay, so what? I was gone for 2 days. What happened in 2 days where the remote's missing and the toilet's clogged? Well, I go out. I'm like, I'm not going to call our landlord because they suck. We know this by now. So I'm going to Walmart to get one of those snake things. And I'm like, I don't know what you have done in this toilet to clog it. So this is your job. I'm standing by. I don't want any, like, backsplash. You know, we've all been to SeaWorld whenever Shamu comes up and splashes the whole crowd. I didn't want that to happen to me. Okay? So he's using the snake. And all of a sudden, this little circle thing comes up with the snake. And I'm like, get that off of there. What is that? It's a button. it's a button. I'm like, you flushed the remote down there. So we snake it up. The remote comes out. But yeah, that was the last time my toilet was clogged.
This one has to do with a couple of the things that we were just talking about. Boozette said, like a year ago, I was wearing onesie pajamas while on shrooms, and I couldn't get them off. I didn't pee my pants, but in the process of trying to avoid that, I fell and I hit my head on the toilet.
Oh, my God.
And then the Yikes. Counter when I tried to get up.
Dude, the counter's no joke. I mean, bathroom counter?
In a couple of ways, that is a bad trip.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Rank your top three farm animals.
Message deleted.
Rank our top three farm animals.
Easy.
Number one, goats.
Goat, duh.
We all agree on goats?
Number two, goats.
No,
number three,
come on.
Goats.
Goats are great, but they're goats not, are they great. Don't get the top three spots.
Okay, horse is number two. Goats are the best.
I don't consider a horse a farm animal.
You don't?
No.
No, that's a rich person
that's a
animal.
That's a rich person's animal that gets them lots of money.
Yeah.
What
cows,
are what
number two.
Ooh.
I go cows. Cows number two.
Hell yeah, cows.
And then pigs, number three.
Oof.
I love
no
pigs.
No duck.
Duck's not a farm animal.
There's a lot
ducks
of ducks.
Are just around farms.
There's a lot of ducks on farms.
There's ducks.
You're telling me that a horse isn't a farm animal, but a duck is?
Mm. O. McDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
And
on that farm was on a horse.
No, there's...
Yeah, goat's number one without question.
Goat's
though.
Number one.
I think we can all agree on
our,
that.
Our buddy Copper in chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said, pigs too tasty for their own good.
Oh, but
which
they're
is
so
true.
Smart.
True.
I know.
They're smart. They're cute.
They are smarter
nice.
I saw
than
a pig.
Dogs, guys. Smarter than dogs.
Oh, yeah. they have the same, like, the, like of a four-year-old.
Oh, my God.
That's when you put it in that
we just,
perspective.
We like, do so many awful things to them.
So he's right. They're too delicious for their own good. Same thing with cows.
But as on the topic of bacon. Bacon is inferior to regular sausage. Like links, patties, doesn't matter, ground sausage.
Oh, I disagree with you
1,000%.
Bacon
is inferior
no.
to
no,
bacon.
The problem with bacon is that there's too much sausage. Variance to it. Like yeah. there's really good bacon, but there's nothing better than really good bacon.
Yeah, you can get like some fast food ass bacon, which, no.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but you can't get bad sausage really anywhere.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Ask my ex.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I don't think we need anything else like a MySpace top 8 from back in the day where we were just literally ranking the people we like. It seems kind of mean, don't you think?
Message deleted.
It was Thunderdome in the early days.
Man, that was when social media, you could first start throwing barbs. But you're right, it peaked.
Yeah.
Like when you had the top 8 and you moved somebody just from the top row to the bottom row, even though they were still in your top 8, like that was like a move like, bitch, you about to be out.
See, I've never been like big on confrontation whenever it comes to things like this. So as soon as I could learn how to do the HTML coding to get my top 8 off of my page, I instantly put that in there.
See, I didn't.
I removed the top 8 so fast.
Like, I went down to a top 4. Then it was like just the radio station.
I like to do it where like it's people would know like where they were on that day with me. You know, like if
you're so toxic.
The relationship was going south. You'd go from like number 1 to number 2,
Dave.
And then number 3, and then all of a sudden you're the bottom row.
What is this, like a lineup? Like,
I'm
put him on the
I'm
bench?
No,
Dave never even put me in his top 8. He's a son of a bitch.
Did you guys know each other during the MySpace days?
Oh yeah, very well.
We had a show. We had a show. I mean, this is how old the show is now. We had a show MySpace page. We legit had a
you
show.
Did?
You want to hear something? My show MySpace page won best MySpace page in the city. Whatever
what?
That means.
Yeah.
In 2007, best MySpace page in the city.
My
what a flex, huh?
Goodness.
I still
gracious.
Have that winning certificate somewhere. It's on my wall next to my non-existent diploma.
Can we talk about people who take long baths? I mean, what the hell are they doing in there? I'd be over it after 10 minutes.
Message deleted.
I don't know, man. There's nothing better than getting stoned and getting in a bath.
Dave, when was the last time you took a
sitting.
Bath?
I could not tell you. I have no idea. Like,
I don't see you being a bath person.
Not at all. In fact, I dislike baths.
You're too efficient of a human being.
Why on earth would I ever take a bath? The water's never the right temperature. It's either too hot or it's too cold.
Maybe on vacation with the wife, you got one of those like freestanding
oh,
tubs
cute.
With the, like, the little claws or something.
My wife would be like, yo, should we take a bath together? No, we should not. You can take a bath.
You would deny her that one ask?
That one ask? She's got a lot of asks, and no is the answer. Like 80% of them, but definitely that.
I legitimately was looking on Airbnb the other day, and I showed my husband. I was like, look how cute this little cottage is. They put a bathtub in the middle of the room.
Ugh.
And he's like, for what? And I was like, what do you think? And he was like, dumb.
Stupid.
Stupid.
I'll just not get laid, thank you.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is
Awesome. Mahoney, every single day we thank the Internet gods for bringing us the magical audio that they do. It wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the Internet. We would have no idea that there was a massive brawl at a wedding in Barstow, California, if it wasn't for the Internet. But we do. In fact, we have the audio.
Thank you for it. And unfortunately, at this particular brawl in Barstow,
yeah,
which sounds like a bootleg MMA organization.
Brawlstow.
Brawlstow. It's like a bare knuckle brawling in Barstow.
Yeah.
The wife who you were going, or the bride who was mm-hmm. now the wife, you can hear her screeching. She gets tased at some point during this.
They tased the bride.
Which we posed a lot of questions about this, like who knew there were so many wedding venues in Barstow, first and foremost.
Who knew?
And then somebody did a little bit more digging, and this particular wedding took place at a Quality Inn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I missed it on the first pass. Did you hear him screaming at his mom?
No.
Yes.
This is not, no, mom.
Stop.
I don't think I've ever been that mad to I've reached that octave.
Yeah, that's something.
Like, I'm lucky I'm old. I can't even hear that. It's too high. There's
like
some frequencies.
Dog whistle.
Yeah, there's two frequencies.
So, something else worth noting. The bride who got tased, also pregnant. Great.
Can we also stop normalizing, like, I got this on video? Because that has become, like, back in the day, there was a beautiful movement called World Star Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm. World Star.
And you would be filming. You didn't have to yell, I'm filming. You would just yell out, World Star. And now it's all these entitled Karens and Darrens out here. I'm filming this. I've got you on video. And that is so much more annoying than World Star. We need to bring back World Star.
Does it exist anymore?
I mean, it still exists, but we're not, I mean, as a culture, we're not embracing it the way that we were and should have been.
Early 2000s.
Let's bounce to one of our favorite pieces of audio from Cover Your Ears this week, where somebody decided to do the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Scar Tissue. That is a thing of beauty. Now,
new Chili Peppers album coming this year, baby.
Let's get back to the violence. This is one of our fast food freakouts from a Dairy Queen, mind you.
You need to chill out.
You know what?
You need to chill out. Everyone here thinks you need to chill.
I really don't give a shit.
Go to another restaurant.
I don't want to. If he was trying his best to run a business, he would have went out there when I came in the first time. Miss Snobby Ass.
He said they were closing.
Inside! He said the drive-thru was open!
Whoa.
I feel the same way as that guy. What kind of demon just possessed you to get there?
Whoa.
She got so mad. And my favorite insult that I will carry with me for a while is Miss No Ass.
Miss No Ass.
I would have been like, bitch, you a Buster Bar.
So let's round things out with some of our favorite audio from Mull It Over. Mull It Over is a little feature that we do where we try to guess which one of these individuals has a mullet. And we'll go ahead and start with the guys that did have the mullet. This is something called the mullet toss, where they're actually tossing mullets.
Which is a fish.
A fish.
It's a big, ugly fish.
Across the Georgia-Alabama border.
No. What? Florida.
It is Florida?
It's Florida, Florida, Alabama.
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah. Oh, it's Georgia.
Florida, Alabama. My bad. My bad, man.
Yeah, she can't get it right.
fish tosses and country bands, and I just I'm
Florida Georgia.
Oh, you were thinking of Florida Georgia Line.
Do you actually toss fish at the band Florida Georgia Line? I would be up for
you
that.
You win awards.
Yeah. But these dudes were out here tossing the fish, wearing the mullets. Some real, some fake. Either way, very into it.
Roll Tide. Come on, everybody knows Roll Tide. This is Alabama. We Alabama folk down here. Come on, it's Alabama. You don't know Roll Tide? You know what? You're learning. I can tell you're not from here. You speak really clear. I can understand all your words.
Roll Tide, baby.
I had open heart surgery, and I'm drinking a beer. That's kind of bad, but I mean, I just like I mean, you know, I just like looking at them and everything, man. What's not to love about them? I mean, they're just the best.
Smell like but tastes like pudding.
Tastes like pudding.
And these to guys just are describe the best, you know, the best visual, you know, I know you can't see this, but there was a just a very, very large gentleman wearing overalls.
You're kind calling him a gentleman.
Gentleman with a
that is a stretch.
With a beard, like without overalls. The mustache, and just a just overalls and chest hair out.
See, yeah. Because here's the thing,
dude, boobs.
Here's the thing,
everywhere.
Whenever, if you were to, I mean, it's called a mullet toss for a reason. People go, it's kind of like the NASCAR of the beach. Mm. You get to be as trashy as you want and engaged in this mullet toss. So.
And shockingly, one of the guys that we had on Mullet Over did not have a mullet. His name is Superhuman. And as it turns out, he is a kind of an independent backyard wrestler, if you will.
Big on TikTok.
He makes videos of him essentially hurting himself.
He's big on TikTok.
He gets millions. Some of his videos have millions of views.
And rightfully so. He does some really extraordinarily dumb stuff like he is doing here.
This is to be in with you show. Today I'll be doing a full flip onto barbed wire, cactus, Legos. This is for the juggalos and juggalettes. Do not try this at home, and I hope you like it. Whoop, whoop. This whoop, whoop. My back!
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So every single week, Ian is kind enough to put together a blooper reel for us, and at some of our not-so-fine moments, he has his little notebook where he'll jot down all of these different screw-ups, and then we get to relive these moments. Mahoney and I were fairly dead inside. We've been doing this long enough, but Audrey, for whatever reason, still gets pretty stressed out when we
I
do the blooper
like
reel.
It. Yeah. I don't like to highlight my faults, Dave.
Why not?
Keep it pushing. Some people, they will never remember the bloops until we decide to highlight them.
Well, let's get on with it then.
It's the... it's the blooper reel.
It's kind of like Puff Poofy Shirts, but like Puff Pressing.
It's kind of like Puff Poofy Shirts, but like Puff Pressing.
I mean, I was really going deep on printing, screen printing.
Yep.
Printing, screen printing.
Yep. So he told him to use a hairdryer to get it out. Sunday night, the wriggling suddenly stopped, but the ear was still blocked. The wriggling suddenly stopped.
That's what being a Darren sometimes can get you.
Napa Auto Parts, Rancho Cucamonga. Samurai, and I'm taking my own life because I don't want the enemy to
Harry
kill me.
Harry
sort of
I believe that's what it's called.
I don't want the enemy to
Harry
kill me.
Harry,
sort of
I believe that's what it's called.
Like just old school, like 80s, early 90s British comedy.
80s, early 90s British comedy.
Rancho Cucamonga. Rancho Cucamonga.
Ratchet.
Wriggling suddenly stopped.
Printing. Screen printing.
Yeah.
Puff poofy shirts, but like puff pressing.
Yeah.
Harry, I believe that's what it's called. Comedy.
Ooh, that beat though.
Yeah.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Overshare Chair.
So the Overshare Chair is a game, if you want to call it a game. It's where any question.
Survival. Game
it feels
survival.
Like Saul. It's like, let's play a game, Audrey.
A bit like Squid Game, kind of.
You can cut off your arm or answer this question. Yeah.
You have to answer the questions that come in.
Take my arm.
833-YO-DUMMY on social media at Dave Mahoney. You can ask anything you want. Audrey has to answer
and
today.
If you've never heard this before, we're not picking on Audrey. We all do this, and we all dread it. This is her time in the hopper right now.
I have been like bobbing and weaving and juking my way out of this. Dave Mahoney and Ian always go like, oh, I think it's time for the overshare chair. Who's done it last? And I just sit so silent. I'm just I'm just like waiting for them to just to like decide which one of the three of them. I've actually dodged it, I think, the last two times it was supposed to be my turn.
But I also feel like you like talking about yourself the least out of all of us. Like, whereas I think Dave, myself, and Ian could just talk about ourselves all day, every day.
I don't really like talking about myself. I mean, you love talking about yourself.
Oh, ask me anything.
Ian is not afraid to share anything, but I think it goes Mahoney, Ian, me, and then Audrey is the one that least likes to talk about things.
I just get nervous.
Yeah.
I got one for you.
Oh, okay. Geez.
What's the most irresponsible thing you've ever done with money?
Okay, so...
There was another one that got asked, like, what's the most amount of debt that you've been in? So give us the answer to both.
So the most amount of debt that I've been in actually goes into the same thing, the most irresponsible thing I've ever done with money. So I actually got my boobs done. This is no secret. I've talked about this before. Literally months before I moved across the country.
You financed your tatas, right?
I put those on a credit card, and then I was like, oh my God, hold on. Now I've got to pay for this move across the country. So let me just like tack on like an extra $7,000 to my already like...
Wait, we didn't pay you to move across the country?
Well, I had a extra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we had a motorcycle that my husband decided to get like super last minute, literally like a week before we popped on the truck.
Got something you wanted. I'm getting something I want.
Did you guys have this conversation? Because that's exactly what he said. He was like, well, we're moving, so I want this motorcycle, and how can I say no? But anyways, like all of this expense, and then I'm just like, once you move to a new city, you have all of these extra expenses, like you have to pay
security deposits to move in, a few months'
rent. So it's kind of a boring story, but essentially, like, I was not pre-planning a move.
What's the amount?
I mean, it wasn't so awful. I think I got up to around, like,
$10,000 in debt?
At one point, which is super overwhelming for somebody who was, I was living literally paycheck to paycheck. And most days, I wasn't able to eat. And my husband, you know, my husband's a teacher. We were not like a first-year teacher, right?
Yeah.
Literally, that was his first year of teaching.
Which they make nothing.
So, I mean, and, I mean, I was some days not eating and in the negative a lot of the time.
So, in hindsight, one motorcycle, two boobs, not the most responsible thing right before you moved across.
But to be fair, I didn't know I was going to get the job.
Fair. Yeah.
I applied on a whim, and I was like, oh, you like me. Great news. Well, now I've got to find out how to move in 3 months.
Okay, so we've been kind of tapering because obviously there's a bunch of sexual questions like there always is, but this one is pretty funny from Kyle. Speaking of what you were just talking about, which boob is bigger, the left or the right?
Well, I got them done, so they're the same.
They are the same.
But before
pre-boob job,
I think it was the left. And I hear that the left one is the bigger one usually because it's closer to your heart or something like that. I don't know.
I had a friend who was very well endowed in that area and didn't have a boob job originally, but she was two cup sizes different between left and right.
I say sad because I mean just think about how the insecurity that I
felt
before I got mine done. I mean, the insecurity that I literally felt, and that was one of the big reasons why I did get mine. It wasn't like a huge difference, but it was enough to make me go, ugh. But I want mine out. I want these mofos gone. Chop them off.
Make then turn them into an NFT.
Dude, honestly.
A now former titty.
Hey, you can't say that.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So a lot of people today waking up to the unfortunate news that Meat Loaf has passed away.
Anything you've been dreaming of, but I just want.
was off of Bat Out of Hell, too.
Yeah.
But the original Bat Out of Hell sold 65 million copies worldwide. I mean, when you just talk about
soulful...
Hang on
one second. Let's give that a moment.
Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning comes. But when the night is over, like a bat out of hell.
65 million copies is unheard of when it comes to an album. Selling that many
copies.
One
of the most soulful rock and roll singers of the 70s, and will be missed, man. I mean, just a great performer, and, you know,
74 years old. One of the best stories that we've heard about Meatloaf is from our buddy Paulie, who used to work at this radio station with us. He was saying that he grew up in Cleveland, that his mom actually won front row tickets and backstage passes for a Meatloaf concert many years ago.
I think it was like 1991, 1992.
Forever ago. Because a radio station in Cleveland had a contest for who could cook the best meatloaf in order to win front row tickets. And his mom did it, which also props to your mom for being able to whip up
Patty,
a meatloaf.
Man,
like
I always
that.
Heard she was a great cook.
But said he got to go backstage, got to meet Meatloaf. He was a really sweet guy. So 74 years old. I mean, he's always been a bigger guy throughout the course of his life, but still, just a bummer to lose him.
Another great man.
Yeah, I mean, Betty White, Bob Saget, Meatloaf, and then of course Louis Anderson is also no longer
too
with
soon.
Us.
All of them.
Yeah, this morning news came out that he had passed away. We knew that he'd been battling cancer, and you know, Pauly Shore had tweeted out last night even that he went and visited him in the hospital, but you know, it looked like it was towards the end, and then this morning news comes out that he has in fact passed. So. Just sad news, and I mean, you know, Meatloaf passed away reportedly from COVID, and COVID is, you know, affecting all kinds of stuff right now. Adele was supposed to kick off her residency at Caesar's Palace tonight, and that is now postponed. They're going to reschedule all of the dates, but I guess COVID has just ravaged her team, so they're not able to do the opening.
And you think about as far as residencies and tours go, probably one of the most profitable one for Caesar's and Adele. That was scheduled to happen in 2022. You're talking hundreds of millions of dollars that are being put on hold. But the team decided that this is, you know, the safety and the making sure that the show is going to be right is worth it. You know, there's a viral TikTok that I saw, and I feel so bad for this. I don't know if you saw it yet, Audrey, about the young woman who has tried to see Adele four times now and has traveled over the world. And every time she's either bought tickets or traveled to go see Adele, the shows have been canceled.
That
this is like
sucks.
The fourth time. She went to London. She traveled to London to go see her and canceled the night before her for like her final two shows.
That happened
London.
To me. I was supposed to go see Adele and then in Nashville for my 24th birthday, I think, or 25th birthday. And the night we were going to be driving there was the night that she canceled her tour because her vocal cords, she had that unfortunate happening with her voice and her vocal box and ended up having to get surgery. So, I mean, everything that has ever happened to Adele has definitely, you know, it has been done because there are all resources exhausted. You know, yeah. She's not canceling because she just, you know, wants to or isn't feeling well.
I'm not
like some
being
of the divas.
A diva.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm going to show
she's
up.
She's exhausted all resources.
When you're talking about
she's not Axl Rosing it.
I think this is on the low end, but they were saying she's going to make $680,000 per show.
That's going to be way low.
I'm sure it's way low compared to what it'll actually be.
Yeah.
But still, if you're talking about you're making 700 large per show, like, you're not canceling that
it's
or postponing
be well
it
over a million.
unless you have to, right? So one thing that miraculously is not getting canceled or postponed and none of the players are in the protocol anymore is the NFL. Now that the playoffs are here, suddenly magically no one is in COVID protocol. You
oh,
notice
interesting.
That?
Interesting.
Funny how that works. Huh. They sort of change up how the self-reporting is going. And anyway,
Dave, it's like in restaurants. COVID exists up here, not down
here. Not when
you
sit down. Just when you're walking to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
COVID
you're
only
good.
Exists during the regular season for the NFL.
Yeah, well, the playoffs are here, and these lines have moved a little bit, Mahoney. For tomorrow, we have the Bengals, and then they're going to be playing the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
And the Tennessee Titans were 2.5-point favorites now up to 3.5-point favorites.
So
you said that you were a fan of maybe betting on the Bengals?
I think the Bengals may pull it out, man. They're,
if that's the
hot.
Case, I mean, you're getting more than a field goal right now. Total in that one is 47.5. San Francisco and Green Bay also going to be happening tomorrow. That's an evening game. And Green Bay, 5.5 to 6 point favorites, 47.5 the total there as well. And then on Sunday, it's the Rams and Tampa Bay. That should be a fantastic game. Tampa Bay favored by a full field goal now. So that was at 2.5. Still is at some places, but now out to a 3-point favorite. And then finally, Buffalo and Kansas City, the big game Sunday night.
I mean, here on out through the Super Bowl, that it is just, I mean, just superstar matchups.
The closest out of all of them, as far as the spread at least, is Buffalo and Kansas City. And money has showed on Buffalo to the point where Kansas City is only 1.5-point favorite now.
Dave, you know I'm a Chiefs fan, and I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. I mean,
both those teams have had like crazy highs and lows throughout the season.
Last week, they both looked great, but Buffalo literally had a perfect offensive game last week.
Yeah.
So we will see. I'm excited to watch some football this weekend.
Can I ask a maybe dumb question? How do you get to choose where you're playing the games?
So the teams that have the better record, they had a bye, and then they're playing at home.
And so the Chiefs were the number two seed.
Buffalo had to play last week, right? And they smashed. Same thing with the Rams. They smashed last week. All the teams that are playing at home, Tennessee, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, and Kansas City, all had an extra week off last week. So they had the bye, and they're playing
the home
at
advantage?
Home. Yeah, well, that's how it works.
Tennessee and Green Bay had the week off.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, you're exactly right.
I was going to say, that feels like that's just extra advantage.
If you win the division, and
you get
a
week the division. Off. So, yeah, you get the week off, then you get home field advantage.
Throughout the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yep.
That feels like that's rigged.
No, it just means played the best during the season. There should be an advantage
to it. It's kind of rigged.
Yeah. No, there shouldn't be an advantage for being better.
That's what you get for kicking ass.
You're just in there grinding if you're like the sucky version of the good. Like you're the losers of the good team.
Get to work. Bengals is the first time you're even in the playoffs.
Don't you talk smack to Joey B. Don't talk smack to Joey B. Yeah, he'll do fine, right?
He'll do fine. He's going to do fine.
I don't know. I feel like that's just really not fair, to be completely honest. I'm going to write a letter.
Okay.
you're going to care in the NFL right now? Good.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Hey, yeah, I listen to you guys on the way to dropping my daughter off at school. Just want to say I appreciate the humor that you guys have. It's a good way to start my day. So, thank you.
Message deleted.
That was a very nice thing to say. We appreciate that. And I love when people share the show with the people that are important to them, right? If you're dropping your kids off at school or if you're riding around with your...
Indoctrinate them young so they think this is normal.
Yeah, normalize crappy content, and that way the bar is set very low.
Great. And you know, the good thing about if you listen to us with your kids in the car, they will think you are so much more funny. You're just setting the bar real low. Real low.
But we appreciate that, man. I mean, the best part of our job is that we get to spend the mornings with really great people. And I'm not just talking about the people in the room, right? I'm talking about everyone that listens to the show, that interacts with the show, people that call the voicemail, that are part of the chat and everything else. It's a great way to start the day. There's never a morning that I wake up that I'm not excited to come in here and hang out with you guys and do this. And I mean that.
The only days I'm not excited to do the show are when we go on Disney cruises, but they don't send us on those anymore.
That's true. Yeah, they send us on one, and they're like, all right.
They sent us on two.
Did they send us on two?
We got sent on two.
That's right. And
that was the one we got real drunk, and that lady.
We saved her life, Mahoney. We are heroes. We are unheralded heroes.
I know.
We stumbled out of a restaurant very drunk. And
three bottles of rosé in each.
Yeah, we bought the package. We had to finish it. That's the only responsible thing to do. We didn't drink three bottles each at dinner.
I was going to say good night.
Two tops.
We
came out of this restaurant, and this person comes running up to us like, help. And we're like, well, sure, what do you need? And they're like, this lady fell.
Is that exactly how you said it?
Well, we were drunk. I mean, very, very drunk.
We were drunk, but it's one of those things where, like, you know, you're drunk, but something happens, you, like, snap back into it. And they go, this lady fell. And we're like, okay, great. So we'll be happy to help, thinking that maybe she'd, like, twisted her ankle. And so we go running down these stairs. And was it the granddaughter of the lady that had fallen that I think came and got us? And she's like, my grandma is in the elevator. And so I walk around the corner, and this lady had fallen in the elevator. But around the bottom of the elevator, there was like this granite little like crown molding almost. Mm-mm. And she'd hit her head on that and like split open and was just bleeding everywhere.
Oof.
And there's all this staff standing around just kind of like flabbergasted as to what to do.
Because it looked like a murder scene.
It did.
There was so much blood.
And so Mahoney, in his quick thinking, was like, all right, children that are with grandma, let me take you over here so you don't have to see this. Mm-hmm. I go in there. I go, you go get me a towel. You keep everyone else away, and you hold the door because the door was doing that thing where it was trying to
close.
And so
it's doing like the Wicked Witch of the West thing, like with the legs that are sticking out.
Mahoney.
She has little ruby red slippers.
And then Mahoney stole her shoes. No. And so someone goes and gets a large towel that there was available because it's a cruise ship. And I put it on her head, and I'm sitting there putting pressure on it. And they're all just kind of standing. I'm like, has anyone, like, summoned a doctor? And also, where are the kids' grandparents? So Mahoney figures out, like, what he talks to the kids, figures out their parents, because grandma was watching the kids when this happened. Mm-hmm. We're on the cruise ship as well. They're eating at this restaurant. So we get them over, and then we get a wheelchair so we can get this lady down below to be looked at after the doctors. But, like, somebody gets a wheelchair pushed over, but then no one's, like, helping this lady into the wheelchair.
They're just waiting for
and
you.
And so it's me and Mahoney that, like, muscle this lady up into the wheelchair, and then they take her down. But just to, like, give you the idea of the gravity of how serious this was, they had to turn the cruise ship around, and then a Coast Guard helicopter had to fly out and drop that little board down and then lift her up and chopper her back to land. They turned the whole boat around.
Well, because it's a head injury.
And yeah. She's a grandma older. And you're out at sea and everything else. And so, but they had to turn the whole cruise ship around and chopper her out of there.
The thing that blew me away, though, is, and I, like I said, we were very, very inebriated in this situation, but both of our wives were not. Your wife was pregnant with your first daughter, yep. And my wife doesn't drink, and they were stone cold sober. But, like, Dave's action, like, just like how many people, because, I mean, it still, the amount of blood that was out there took me by surprise, but Dave just like took command of the entire situation and handled it like a boss. I was like, man, this dude is that's
a boss move.
You would be like Tom Hanks in Saving Private Ryan.
I was just thinking that, like Dave at war, you could do it.
I could do it, and I was like, I have to take care of this situation so that way Mahoney can get them shoes.
That's right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Look, obviously your listeners don't like you, and I'm just wondering if you think y'all will look at it as like the bad boys of radio. I don't have a problem with you, but apparently most people do.
Message deleted.
Yeah. Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Dave and I have been in radio for a little over 20 years each, and been doing a radio show. The one thing that we have never done and never will do is like the quote unquote shock jock, because you can't, like in the 80s when Stern was doing it, like, and then all the other people who
came after
him.
Nobody else was broadcasting anything that had to do with boobs or saying like naughty words.
Well, you couldn't even find it on the internet. The internet wasn't a thing.
The internet didn't exist. It was so puritanical. Like, there's no such thing as a shock jock anymore.
Nothing can shock you that you're going to hear through these speakers.
There's nothing surprising, right? Yeah.
So it's like, why don't you just be interesting and have a good time with the people next to you?
Just try to be fun.
Like, I mean, do you think shock jocks are going to come back like 90s nu metal?
Well, I feel like the shock jock is just prank wars on the internet now.
Which are so bad.
It's all so fake, too.
Well, so is being the shock jock.
Yeah, a lot of it was, yeah.
I mean, for real, though, it's all pre-planned and like, hey, this is how it's going to go.
The best is Man Cow. I don't know if you know who Man Cow.
Man Cow.
The dumbest. This is how I knew that like the era of the shock jock was over. I remember distinctly listening to this dumb bit where he had his sidekick on the show, quote unquote, drive into a brick wall at full speed, and they were going to have him on a cell phone doing it.
Did they have like some weird like Foley?
Yes, it was like the
crunch noise
radio
here.
From the, like the 1920s where there's somebody shaking a pan, you know, to make the sound effect, and you're like, okay, so this is their big bit for the day. They thought this was, you know, you're making millions of dollars doing this, and we're gonna have this guy drive into a brick wall for our big stunt and
while wearing a shock collar.
Yeah. Around his nuts. Yeah.
Dude, we need to relaunch a radio station that just plays Limp Bizkit and has Mahoney Cow in the morning.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Mahoney, what is the perfect length for a movie? And what is the length where you go, that's too long?
It just depends on the franchise. I mean, there's some movies which I can sit through the extended director's edition of all the Lord of the Rings movies, which are like 5 hours long without a problem. But then there's movies that just drag that I feel like are dragging in, that are only 90 minutes long.
2 hours and 36 minutes is the my like threshold for like this is way too
what
long.
What about Endgame? You know, I mean, that Marvel's.
Now, like, there's a couple, like there's outliers, right? But for the most part, so the reason I ask is because I just saw this story that Robert Pattinson's new Batman movie runs 2 hours and 55 minutes.
That's fine.
It's one of the longest Batman movies ever made.
My guess is it's going to be, you know, the way that they're, I would say, pushing out some of these DC movies, minus Wonder Woman 1984, which is a piece of garbage. But we saw Zack Snyder's Justice League on HBO Max, and that was like damn near 4+ hours, I think.
Really?
And it needed to be because the Josh Whedon.
4 hours and 2 minutes, actually.
Yeah, the Josh Whedon version was much shorter and much worse. So it's like, give us what we want. Like, make it a good story. And to me, I don't think we have to follow that traditional archetype of everything has to be 90 minutes anymore. Make it so your story is complete.
It makes sense. Yeah. See, but I will say this. You know, you do get a lot of complaints, and maybe that is because the storyline is extended to a point that didn't need to be there. There's a lot of excess scenes. And the thing that comes to my mind is The House of Gucci. Everybody was talking about how way too long that movie was. Not in the same vein, because it's not super action-packed like I'm sure Batman is going to be, but I think that there is definitely an audience that's like, all right, wrap it up.
But
too
you
long.
Can also, how many times do we know, how many times do we know, this, and my wife is this way, where we can binge an entire season of a series, which is like 5 or 10 hours long.
But it's different.
And we can watch all of it. How is it any different?
There's built-in bathroom breaks.
There's also cliffhangers that leave you wanting to start the next episode. Like, it's built in to make you want to binge.
Well, the new Batman hits theaters on March the 4th.
I'm looking forward to it. Same. You know, I know a lot of people still like to trash talk Robert Pattinson, but if you've only know him from the Twilight series, you are missing out. That guy's as far as young, talented actors go, he really is. Watch him and Willem Dafoe in The Lighthouse, and you'll see why I think he's going to be an amazing Bruce Wayne.
But that is just so you have to be a specific type of, as you call yourself, a cinephile in order to enjoy The Lighthouse. That's not an everybody movie.
No, but I'm saying it shows his acting chops.
Oh,
same thing
go.
With Willem Dafoe's, you know?
I mean, I would say just watch Harry Potter and the Sorcerer, not the Sorcerer's Stone, the Goblet of Fire, and just watch
spoiler,
his amazing,
he dies.
What the?
So, guys, I hate to rattle you to your very core this morning, but I have some shocking news. Just absolutely devastating. Sorry.
Are you composing yourself, Dave?
Together,
what's happening?
Pamela Anderson and her husband, Dan Hayhurst, are divorcing after a year of marriage.
Man, that sucks for Pam Anderson. I know. I really do feel bad for
her. Like, what? Stop rushing in. Like, what are you doing? Like, they got married on Christmas Eve at her property in Vancouver. Pam loves as authentically as she lives, one source told the publication.
She loves to love.
Yeah. They were, you know, her life, just to give you an idea. Like, I mean, obviously all the stuff with Tommy Lee is very well
documented. Did she date the guy from WikiLeaks, too? Julian Assange?
I know that she's always, like, on social media talking about how they need to release him. But, I mean, she also married and divorced Kid Rock. She married Rick Solomon, the guy with the Paris Hilton dude.
Which,
first in 2007.
He's the only one who's like,
ended up with an annulment. Then they married again in 2013. And then she married this other guy, Peters, in January of 2020. That busted up. And then she married this other dude on Christmas Eve of 2020. And now it's over there as well. So, I mean, like, I don't know. I just don't understand. Just date people. Like, why are you?
I feel like this.
Weddings are fun, Dave.
Are they?
No.
Pam Anderson, I'm getting the vibes that she is one of those type of people in a relationship. When the highs are highs, they're great. But whenever it stops being fun, the lows are lows. And it just can't compete with the lust that was.
And Dave, she didn't marry Kid Rock. So there's that. So.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
She married and divorced Kid Rock in 2006. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
God. Yeah. That was the height of the Ba with the Ba.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that was 99. I mean, I am the bull god.
Was that 99?
Yeah.
Wow.
That dude, I don't, you know,
that,
I know.
Was that the Cowboy era?
Yeah, that was that was the same album.
Cowboy Ball with the Ba. 2003, right?
What was his 2006 that made it? Oh, was he just still riding on the coattails of Ba with the Ba?
Oh, yeah.
They did that Metallica cover, whatever.
Oh, God, that turd.
Yeah, no.
The Sad But True cover.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Cowboy came out in 1998 off of the Devil Without a Cause album, which, again,
I'm a devil without a cause.
That whole I love that whole album.
I listen to Kid Rock maybe every day.
Every day?
You kind of want me to play some Kid Rock right now, don't you?
I do.
A little bit.
Friday. All I want to eat is Empire. And that means we are drinking. Because we're sad. But we're still employed for this week at least. So we have that going for us today. But you know what? I like to take some time out of every week. Because the thing about craft beer, we have been all craft beer fans here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for many years. This segment is 14 years old. The often imitated, never duplicated original beer for breakfast. But the thing is, sharing...
Did you just forget the name of it? Like halfway through that?
No.
Often duplicated, always replicated.
Never forgotten beer for breakfast.
Beer for brunch.
He's had a couple, sorry.
Beer for brunch.
Beer for brunch.
Brunch
only happens on the weekends. You can't have brunch on a Friday.
Unless you're unemployed, which we might be soon, so we could enjoy brunch.
We'll see. We'll see. But in the meantime, we've gotten enough money for us to buy beer. And the beer that we're featuring today, the Left Coast Brewing American Stout from our friends there at, their Left Coast Brewing Voodoo Stout from Left Coast Brewing out of San Clemente, California. Been around since 2004. Love San Clemente. My grandparents lived there for 20 years.
Beautiful part of the
country. I mean, one of the just, sleep a little beach town.
None of us will ever be able to afford to live there.
No, they sold their house,
very
so
expensive.
I will never be able to have a house there ever. But that's okay.
Aww,
that's okay.
Because they weren't thinking about you.
Yeah, they moved here now, so they're right down the street. So it's in the
great. Okay.
But the Voodoo Stout has 8% alcohol by volume today, being served from a 16-ounce purple pint can, usually priced around $9.99 for a 4-pack of pints. But
so is that a racist can? You said
a pint.
A pint can.
No, a pint. Man, I had spit in my mouth.
God.
An excess of saliva, but I'm a big fan of the artwork.
I'm feeling guilt after drinking this now.
Oh, no.
It's a mixture of white and stout guilt.
looks very New Orleans, even though it's from San Clemente, California. Love the artwork from the guys over there at Left Coast. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. That's what we rate every single beer on. I recommend serving this around 40 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit. I've had this out of the fridge for about a half hour or so. So I'm letting it breathe, letting it warm up just a little bit to really let all of those flavors really, really shine when you're taking a drink. So let's start off with the look of the Left Coast Brewing Voodoo Stout.
I mean, it's black as night. I mean, even up against a direct light source, you're not getting a lot of bleed through there. That is a dark-looking stout.
Dark, black body. The thing that actually really surprised me when I was pouring this, 3 inches. I mean, we got a lot of head.
That's a lot of head.
Of dense tan head from this. It kind of looks menacing, you know.
Dense,
I mean, because you got the voodoo skeleton on the front.
Did you catch what she did? She went dense.
Well, you said dense dance by accident, but okay. So Mahoney, sorry. For your look, you have it in the like the proper like glassware. I'm drinking it straight out of the can. I do want to give this a can shout out though. The packaging, the marketing on here is something that I would go for if I were to look through it. I mean, I love the creepy
you eat and
skull
drink with your
guy.
Eyes first.
I mean, truly.
You do. And I know this
I'm
is
a
so dumb.
For branding.
Same. But I know this is so dumb and it doesn't necessarily hold up. But I mean, subconsciously, if I see your packaging of your beer and it looks like garbage, I'm thinking. Your beer is going to be garbage because why? This is how you're trying to market something you want me to buy. And if you didn't
one
take
look
the
at the package and you're like, if it's
not
impressive,
what I want, then
I'm out.
Why waste your time?
Yeah,
you know?
This is a good looking package.
Yeah.
I mean,
honestly,
want it in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. This is something that, I mean, you do judge a book by its cover sometimes.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, for real though, this is very cool. I really am digging his, like, it is very voodoo reminiscent
very Louisiana.
Louisiana,
very New Orleans.
As we've got Mardi Gras, like, on the horizon here. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
I really like the packaging.
Let's move on to the next category, which is the smell. Let's all take a big whiff of the Left Coast Brewing Voodoo Stout.
I mean, there is a lot of sweetness and alcohol in there, right?
The alcohol is definitely, I don't know if the alcohol is overwhelming, but it's definitely present.
It's present,
but the sweetness. Yeah. You get the sweetness in there, and actually you kind of dig your nose in there and you expect big roasted malts, and you get the malts, you get the coffee, but it's not big, odoriferous, just menacing flavors of that. It's the sweetness that is the most, noticeable to me.
If you take a hoof of this, there's a lot of sweetness. Like I said, there's booze in there as well, but then when you say coffee, you go back, you're like, oh yeah, there
it's
it is.
There,
you
for
know?
Sure.
But
yeah.
you don't, it doesn't stand out to you.
Yeah, very much so. Let's move on to our favorite category here on Beer for Breakfast, which is
the taste. So cheers, friends.
I'm not going to lie. I just kind of looked down at it, and the color is the same as like a Dr. Pepper can, and then it looks like Coke around the rim here.
It does.
It has. I'm kind of it's playing with my mind. Coke, yeah. It's playing with my mind a little bit.
That's interesting. It's got like
wrong pipe. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Now you're making Mahoney laugh.
Sorry.
He's going to explode.
Oh, God. I was not expecting to be able to breathe it and taste it at the same time. Whoa.
Did you just do a line of Left Coast Brewing Voodoo Stout?
Yeah. Oof. Wow. I'm feeling crazy. Ooh. Yeah.
She said it looks like Coke, and now she's snorting it.
That's right. Dave, you're traditionally more of an IPA guy. You like lighter beers. Your thoughts initially on the flavor of the Left Coast Brewing Voodoo Stout?
So, I mean, it's packed with flavor, and it's actually very good. I like the kind of dry finish. It almost reminds me of like a Cabernet sort of thing, you know, like a wine where it dries out at the end, which is interesting for a stout. But you know, overall, the flavor profile is good, and it's not too heavy.
Not heavy at all, and considering 8%, it looks heavy. It looks like it'd be menacing, especially with that dense tan head. When you pour it in there, like you pour this to somebody who's not a stout drinker, they're going to be like, oh, my God, that beer's going to destroy me. And you're like, no, it does not. This is actually, I would say medium-bodied, right in that medium-bodied range, but closer to medium than heavy.
What is that? Like, there's this strange dryness. What is that?
Let's see what Audrey has to say, and I'll tell you what the weird flavor that I'm getting.
Okay, so, I mean, this, to be completely honest, it's great. I think this is a good gateway stout because it's nothing that's just, like, over the top, overwhelming with, like, super jam-packed flavors for me. I mean, this just tastes like a stout. Like, this is great. It's good. It's not bad. It's average for me, and I would drink it again, but it's just... It's good.
Okay. I mean, you are the stouts and porters and dark beers and imperial Russians are always your favorite. So you're saying average? I respect that 100%. So
I also respect average.
You get a lot of those malts, the barley. the coffee is there, but it's not really prevalent. The alcohol is like non-existent in the mouth. Like, I mean, even as it warms, like 8%, it's like I'm drinking. My coffee is a little bit more coarse as far as, drinking it this morning. But I think that that sweetness, there's that weird underlying sweetness that kind of like permeates throughout.
Right.
Is it dark chocolate?
There is some dark chocolate there, but I'm also getting like echoes of licorice.
No, there's some licorice in there, and I'm not like black licorice.
I mean, I really am. I'm not a huge black licorice fan, but there's an interesting sweetness and dryness that I get when you eat black licorice. But it's not like a Jägermeister where it's just sweet and cloying and things like that. No, it's a very subtle, sweetness that. I mean, the sweetness is not subtle, but the licorice portion of that sweetness is subtle.
It's so interesting that you say that because when you're talking about all these different notes, right? And normally, I I'm the big wine aficionado on the show. That's what my go-to drink is. This is very similar in a lot of ways to a red wine that has all of these different things that you're like, what is that? But there's that dryness in there that we mentioned. There is that sweetness in there, almost kind of like a cranberry sort of taste, you know, like a berry something.
A darker berry.
Yeah,
but it's not
kind.
Overwhelming. It's blending in there. And I think the thing that, again, for me, I like beers that are on like the spectrum, like that are big on on extremes and things, but I think also balanced beers are really good, and I think that this thing does balance really, really well, and I think this is a stout that I would be able to drink way more than one of.
I don't know why this tastes like a library that has leather furniture. That makes sense.
Your rich dad's basement.
Sense.
Yes.
That has a deer head in it.
Yeah, it's got like a sort of like log cabin type of vibe to it, you know, where it's got... It feels masculine and wealthy.
Whoa, that's yes.
Well, it's San Clemente, so it's expensive.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That is for sure. The overall drinkability, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the stout. I think it pairs well. I would have this beer with dinners. I would have this beer with lunch. I would have this beer on a warm or a cold day. I think it lends itself more towards the cooler weather. But I mean, in the middle of the summer, this wouldn't be a bad beer with a stout. I don't feel like it's so heavy that it really hits you. Sorry, I missed the mouthfeel. Light to medium bodied, more towards the medium, you know, and I think smooth and velvety. Just goes down very easy. And overall, I'm a big fan. I think the price point's right, and I'm really impressed with the team over there at Left Coast Brewing.
The question is, how big of a fan are you?
Can I get a drum roll?
There you go.
Oh! Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I get the Left Coast Brewing Voodoo Stout, a 4.05 out of 5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present
the Overshare Chair.
So for one final time this morning, Audrey is on the Overshare Chair, meaning that you can ask her anything that you want, and she has to answer the question. Let's get right back into it. With this one, how often do you cry?
I am a very emotional human being, and whenever it is my lady war time.
Lady war time? Okay.
Yes. Oh, whenever I go to war each month.
When they're shipping overseas.
Yes.
It just, it's straight up just carnage to my hormones and emotions. So, I mean, I could be watching a commercial and a puppy will appear on screen.
Hey, do not put sad dogs in commercials, yo.
You.
Like, how, I'm like, why would you do that? Like, Sarah McLachlan, you.
In the arms of the angels. Instant tears.
Sad ass dogs. I'm like, don't do that to us.
I think that I cry, okay, on a scale from like 100% of the time, I would say I cry probably like a solid like 45%.
What's your backup plan when Dave Mahoney get fired?
Oof. Take me with you.
Help!
No, I really don't have a backup plan, and we actually were kind of teasing about this the other day. Like, I don't have one, and I think that that kind of goes to show where my loyalty stands. Like, I don't want to do anything other than be with these guys, and if they kick me to the curb, then I'll cry 45% of the time outside their doors banging. Let me in! Help!
Speaking of banging, if you had to make an OnlyFans page, what would the theme of it be? Would you be like a foot person? Would you be a b-hole person? Would you, what do you think would be the feature of you that would sell the best?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think that maybe just so that I don't have to really put too much effort and energy into it, like maybe something like what can I do something like the girl who was like farting in jars?
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a lot of work.
Man, you were so lazy. Like you talk about how you're a lazy lover. Now you're like gonna do an OnlyFans, and you're like, I don't want to like do anything. I just want to lay there as well.
Well, it's the makeup process. Like my skin is so sensitive that I put on makeup and like my eyes start to itch. So like I can't imagine having to get ready like that every single day. And that's a lot of effort and energy into, you know, makeup wasted. So I'll fart in a jar.
Do you think when we get fired as a show, because there's a fair amount of radio shows that have been fired or quit or whatever, they either launch their own subscription plan, they go to Spotify, they go to Patreon. Should we be the first radio show that really embraces OnlyFans? We're no nudity, just that's where our show lives.
I feel like we should do something that is very reminiscent of that one Family Guy excerpt where he's like, do you like this side boob? Do you like this side boob? And it's just all kinds of side boobs. And then, you know, he says, well, you shouldn't because that's my side boob. It's Peter Griffin. So I feel like that's how we should do it. Like just a bunch of like random angles of side boob. But you have to figure out, is that mine? Is it Dave's? Is it Mahoney's? Is it Ian's? Who is it? You'll never know because you'll never get the full pan.
Like Audrey slowly unbuttoning her pants. And then all of a sudden we do the jump cut to just me doing the world's smallest helicopter.
Jesus. I mean, hey, there's got to be a market.
There's got to be a market for that, right?
Old bait and switch.
Yeah. This is an interesting one. Would you rather be ugly but smell amazing or beautiful but stink?
Beautiful and stink.
For
really?
Sure.
Without question.
Yep. Yeah. Nobody's looking at an ugly person and they're, oh, you smell great. That makes me want to whatever. But like you said, you met, I'm not going to name names, but there was a famous model who you had a interview with.
Joanna Krupa.
Okay. And she's one of the most beautiful people on the planet.
Horrible breath. I mean, just rancid.
Whatever. Must have drank a bunch of coffee, ate a bunch of garlic that
day. Yeah, I mean,
but there's
Coke breath.
But there's
know.
Zero Terrible. Chance if you are dry. Single that, and she's like, hey, you let's go do some stuff that you'd be like, nah, your breath's bad.
No.
Every dude USA is like, yep, I'm in. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely go.
But
so
like, what
stinky.
If what if like everything stank?
Yeah, whatever.
Like your
still.
Breath, your pits,
you
your
deal with it.
That's somebody's
junk.
That's somebody's flavor out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody likes somebody stank.
Interesting one here. Would you flip a coin if heads meant you instantly received $1 billion?
Okay.
Tails, you die instantly.
Never.
No?
No. I have seriously, like, with all of the passings that have been in the news recently, it's really kind of throwing me into this, a big crisis moment. Like, as I'm aging, I'm noticing everyone else around me aging, and it really seriously did not hit me until a few months ago, where I finally feel like an adult, and everyone else around me is, like, old.
Okay.
Like,
let me ask you another question, then.
And they're dying.
You have a very similar situation. You flip the coin, Heads means you get $1 billion.
Okay.
Tails means Mahoney dies instantly.
No. Why would I ever do that? What were you expecting me to say? Yeah, I'll flip a coin and have my
sorry, old boy.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada